Hello, and thank you for your call to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff, opening the Word of God, hoping to enrich your day with the truth of God's Word. I'm just thankful that we have an anchor. We have a standard, the Word of God. I've got my good old King James Bible here, the inspired, infallible Word of God, and we're going to see what God has to say to us this morning. Open your Bible with me to John chapter 13, 13th chapter of the book of John. And we are going to start here at verse 8. We got a little Peter rebelling with some pride and rebuking. This is when Jesus is washing his disciples' feet, and we're going to cut right in the middle of that in verse 7. Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter saith unto him, I'm at verse 8 now, Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus saith to him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garment and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example that ye should do as I have done unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Well, this is an amazing little discourse here, that we could go back in time and get these actual happenings and words of Jesus with his disciples. As you see the pride of Peter, he demands, you'll never wash my feet. Peter was also the one that said, I'll never deny you. The stubborn pride of man, the rash statements we make, we don't know our heart. Jeremiah 17 saith, the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked above all things. Who can know it? Peter didn't know his own heart. Then as he spoke to Jesus and Jesus spoke to him, Jesus said, this is a no contest for you. You've got to do it. You've got to submit to this, Peter, if you want to be part of the kingdom. And then Peter surrenders, his self-humbling. He says, not my feet only, but my hands, my head. Give me a bath, Jesus. And Jesus told him the real spirit of the matter. There's a cleansing that Jesus is going to do. And it's a spirit work. It's the inner work. It's the Word of God doing its work. It's faith in Jesus. It's faith in God. It's a submitting to the will and way of God. It's a dying to self. And after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, he was sat down again and he said, do you understand? Do you know what I've done? It's one thing with your mouth to call me Master. It's one thing to say, Lord, Lord. But I'm telling you, when you get into my kingdom one day, I'm going to gird myself and serve you in the kingdom of God. That's going to be amazing when Jesus serves us in his kingdom like a servant boy, being the King of Kings as he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. So here we have Jesus setting forth before his departure. He's telling them how to love each other, how to serve each other. And then he gives us the secret that hardly anybody ever gets. This is one of the greatest secrets to learn. Everybody wants to be rich and powerful and sit on the throne. And so God does in the end. But look at the example he gave us. He said, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither is he sent, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, look at this, happy are ye if you do them. Everybody wants happiness, a better job, a better place to live, a better church, a better view, a better bank account, a better car, a better horse, a better wife. Everybody wants something better. Everybody wants happiness. The world's fighting for happiness. They don't know where to find it. And Jesus just gave us the secret. If you know this, you'll be happy if you do it. And that is to serve. If we could learn to be the servant, prefer others, give, bless, oh, you'll have the power of God, the love of God, the goodness of God. You know it's not enough. He said, happy are ye if you know these things. You know these things, happy are ye if you do them. If you do them, let's do them. Let's do them. God bless your day. Keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.